Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The old Lone Star Brewery near Southtown looks like it's ready to become an amazing transformational project. Long abandoned, the object of hope for redevelopment, the old brewery could soon host a big multi-screen movie theater, bowling alleys, shopping, business, residential spaces. What will this mean for the Southtown community that surrounds it? We're talking about the vision and a dream and what are the plans for the Lone Star Brewery, and we invite you into our conversation. The number is 210-614-8980. Are you excited about this project? Maybe you live out there and you're still not too crazy about it. You just want to hear more about it. We've got the guys who can answer your questions. 210-614-8980. Email questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. We're joined by Adam Schneider. He's the president of Aqualand Development, and Jennifer Greer. She is the project manager at CBL and Associates Properties, and they are both heading up this redevelopment transformational project at Lone Star Brewery. And welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Jennifer, what is the vision?
Yeah, the vision is for a mixed-use development, very balanced between a balance of residential, office, multifamily.
Yeah.
Entertainment, restaurants, retail, and hotel components.
And Adam, so when you look at it now, right, if you go over there right now and you look at the Lone Star site, what do you see?
I see a lot of activity. You know, we always hear stories from everybody in San Antonio that's been there in the past. And, you know, it was more than an industrial facility when they were open and making beer. It was a gathering place for the community. You know, you could go out there. The parents could drink a beer while the kids were drinking root beer and swimming in the pool. So we really want to bring that back and just the excitement and all the people back to the area. So, you know, we're excited about bringing that back to the Southtown community.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I got to go out there. They had the Hall of Horns and Old Western Saloon and all sorts of icons of Texas were all right there, and you get to enjoy the root beer and the water. And is that coming back, all that whole that vibe?
Yeah, the vibe. We're definitely, you know, some of the areas we're going to reimagine. You know, the property was vacant for 20 years, so it kind of, some areas fell into disrepair. But luckily, the majority of the property is in good structural shape, so we're going to be able to reuse the majority of the facility itself. But, you know, the things that people have those memories about, like the pool and the pond and patios and things like that, we want to bring those memories back so people that were there can come back and relive some of those memories. And then people that were never able to enjoy it while it was open can come and, you know, see the history and make new memories there.
So, Jennifer, when you see this property and you see how it's located right next to Southtown, which is just exploding and a lot of interest, a lot of activity, do you wonder, like, why hasn't this happened before?
Well, the spirit and the character of Southtown and the growth of the industry and residential throughout all of San Antonio, but in downtown and Southtown, has brought a need for additional development in the area, and this property seems ideal to bring to the community. There's clearly a void there in Southtown, and we feel like we can anchor Southtown with a true entertainment facility.
But when you're talking about all of these screens, 10-screen theater and bowling alleys and high-end shopping and residential and business stuff, it sounds like a lot of traffic is going to be going in and out of out of that brewery space. How are we going to prepare for that so it doesn't become problematic for the people who want to get to the location and the people who live around the location?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with any development, there's always going to be changes with traffic and things. So, you know, we have our engineers and traffic consultants that come in and do the studies based on the uses. So, you know, they can monitor and see what is going to be needed, what that traffic flow is going to be like. So we're going through the process of doing all of those studies to see. And one good thing about our location is we are in a very great spot, being just north of I-10 Highway 90, and then with 35 just a couple miles to our west and 37 just to our east. You know, we're located well to where people can get in and out very easily without, you know, disturbing and having to drive through neighborhoods and things like that. So we feel the location is very beneficial to the project.
So we have Lone Star Boulevard that kind of leads into the entrance. So are you going to create another entrance for the brewery?
So Lone Star Boulevard will be the main entrance. So, you know, that hooks up with Probant, which goes right to I-10 right there to our south. And then it also, you can cut across over to like St. Mary's, which will go over to 37 and then even connect to downtown.
Right, Roosevelt, by the Roosevelt Park area.
Correct. Yes. And right across the river from us.
But still, but the Lone Star complex itself has one gated entrance.
There will be like 3 to 4 entrances along Lone Star Boulevard.
Okay, so not everyone's going to be trying to get into
correct.
That one.
Today there is that one main entrance, but yes, well, you know, today it is fenced all the way around, but once we open it up, the fence won't be there, so we'll connect to the river and people can flow in and out very easily.
Jennifer, what's happening to, how are y'all communicating with the community in and around the neighborhood to make sure that their concerns are at least listened to and dealt with?
Right, so Adam and myself have met with the neighboring surrounding neighborhood groups, most of them 2 times, or going to be 2 times, mm-hmm. So we've incorporated their thoughts. We sent out surveys to get their opinions of what they'd like to see, how they viewed the future of Lone Star Brewery and what they would envision out there going forward. So we've actually really embraced the community opinion of what we do there.
Okay, our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment about the Lone Star redevelopment, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. We're joined by Adam Schneider, president of Aqua Land Development, and Jennifer Greer. She's the project manager at CBL and Associates Properties. And so, Adam, what was the thing that kind of, when it all came together for you, you knew that this was going to be the project? Like, a lot of people have tried to do stuff with Lone Star and have failed. Why? What makes your vision different?
Like I was talking about our consultants. So, you know, we had our structural consultants come in to look at the building to make sure it was even usable. Our architects doing feasibility studies and things like that. And then the biggest was just talking with the people of San Antonio, and then even the tenants we're going after. So, you know, that's an easy way to kind of to go after it. You can see when the tenants get excited about it and they see the market, they like the market, and then talking to the locals. You know, we're talking to a lot of local chefs and a lot of local and regional retailers, and when they know San Antonio and they know the Southtown area and they get as excited about the project as we are, we know that, you know, that San Antonio as a whole is going to be excited and really accepting of it.
And Jennifer, how important was the redevelopment of the River Reach on the river, San Antonio River, and making that a viable part of the because it's right there, you guys, it's on the river.
Right, the River Reach is it's extremely important to us. We've spent quite a bit of time working with Sarah on making sure that we make that the river and the river walk, you know, all of the activity going on there a part of our project, tied into our project, and to make sure that, you know, it benefits them and us.
So having that redevelopment of the River Reach, because for a long time it was just not there, that was a contributing factor in deciding that there's some great energy here.
Yeah, it was definitely, it helps as an amenity. So having the space we have, we really want to draw that green space in. So with the pond and the pool and those things being right along the river, you know, there's a lot of activity, and it's great for the neighborhood that so many people take advantage of that trail and bike and jog down it every day. We really want to just be an extra amenity to that. So, you know, we're working with San Antonio River Authority to try to really integrate seamlessly into that, so, you know, it benefits everyone using the trail.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines, 210-614-8980, as we talk about the Lone Star Transformational Project at the old brewery. Ruth is on the line. Hi, Ruth. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I live in the area, and I'm kind of familiar with what you're talking about, the redevelopment and such. But what I've not heard about is what kind of cleanup is going to happen in that area, because you're right next to the railroad track and some heavy metal recycling. And I've yet to really hear about, you know, when this, I hear all the good side about what's happening with the development, but I don't hear anything about how the area is really going to get cleaned up. And if you could speak to that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, and so thank you for the call, Ruth, because right next door is that scrap metal recycling that's on the faces Proband. And are they going to stay there? I mean, that's kind of an eyesore.
Yeah, I mean, we've always heard the rumors about the environmental things, and we've gone through with our consultants once again and done our phase ones and phase twos. And the good news is it isn't as bad as everybody's, you know, talked about. And basically, it's stuff that we have to do as we're doing construction. So it's not as hazardous that we have to go clean it up and move anything immediately. But a lot of abatement's actually been done in the past. So we're very lucky from that standpoint that there is not much we have to do.
Well, it seems to me that, you know, if this project is as you know, transformational and wonderful as we hear it's going to be. I mean, that you can think of a million better things to do with some property than have it be vacant old scrap yards. I mean, suddenly the people are going to want to turn that into, or maybe even you would turn that into something more beneficial.
Absolutely. You know, we are working with that group to hopefully find a new site to relocate them somewhere else. So hopefully the project can expand into those areas. So we are working very closely with them on that.
Okay. Craig has called in. Craig, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks. So, you know, seeing in the news, we see some pretty cool, you know, national tenants coming in. You mentioned some of them. And wanting to get a feel for some of the more local and regional people, I mean, want to make sure it feels like it's meshing with the area. And then, you know, having lived in the area and the parking is a big concern. I mean, already there's, you know, from the facilities in the area, there's a lot of residential areas that get parked in. And, you know, how is that going to be addressed?
Okay, Craig, thanks for the call. And so, Jennifer, there's two questions there. One of them about local flavor and then about parking. So, but tell me first about how we're going to make sure that it's just not going to be just national stuff.
I mean, we certainly wanted to bring a balanced mix of national, regional, and local, especially in the retail front. Wanted to bring a balance of those people in the restaurant. And we have focused all of our attention on local and regional and to fit into the community and be a part of kind of our overall vision for the project. So the local and regional is our huge focus for us and our primary focus, especially since we've developed our kind of two anchor tenants, if you say. And as well as the parking, we've heard, you know, I think that's one thing that's extremely important to us of having a project that's sustainable for the future and a long-term feasibility. And we've brought in parking consultants. We've parked the project. We have two very large parking garages just dedicated to the project. The three multifamily parts of the project will be parked on their own. And we've parked it over a 4.0 per 1,000 square footage ratio, which is a pretty good ratio.
Special. So right. What about blending with mass transit?
We are. We're working with that as well.
Yeah. So VIA and like B-Cycle, you know, we want other things other than people just having to drive to the site. So absolutely. And that's one of the benefits to being along the river to really grab that pedestrian traffic.
Okay. And here's another caller with John. John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you. I guess my comment or question was addressed, and it was based on the lack of what seemed local anchors for the Lone Star development. I was surprised to see like Cinemark movie theaters and then another company out of Denver, Colorado, and not using Santico's or Alamo Drafthouse or even the Alamo Drafthouse entertainment thing that they have out in Austin with the kind of like the arcades and stuff. So I was kind of concerned about that because when you think of Lone Star, you think of Texas, and, you know, we don't want to see just another mall.
Right.
In the Southtown area.
Okay,
and
John.
Another question I have is about river expansion. Are they planning to expand access for the barges to go down towards the Lone Star Entertainment Complex?
Okay, John, thanks for the call. And, I mean, the river barges, that's not you. You really can't talk about that. That's not what you do. But let's just go back to what he's talking about. I mean, Lone Star Complex. Lone Star Beer. This is very close to our identity. Adam, you're from you're from San Marcos, New Braunfels. You get that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and that's one of the things is, we did announce those two tenants, and those were our first two major tenants. So we wanted to go out to the market with them and things. But you know, we are very close to being able to announce some other tenants, and I think that'll make a big difference for a lot of the folks that are worried about it being too national because they will recognize a lot of the local names that we'll be able to talk about. So that, I think, will be beneficial to everybody. And then also, you know, talking about Cinemark and Punch Bowl Social, you know, the Cinemark isn't going to be just what you would imagine as just a standard box theater. You know, we are trying to get them to integrate into the project by having a bar and a patio and things. So it will fit the project more than people probably imagine in their minds. And then the Punch Bowl Social, you know, it's a great concept. And they go into mixed-use developments and adaptive reuse, things like that, or like our project. So I think when people see the concept and really get what their feel is, they'll be very excited about it.
What about Lone Star Beer? I mean, is there going to be beer flowing there again?
There will be some beer. You know, we've had discussions with Pabst, which owns Lone Star Beer.
Owns the brand.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we hope to have a Lone Star flavor back in there for sure.
Okay, another caller, Alejandro. And Alejandro, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, so one of the really exciting things about what's going on downtown in San Antonio is the push more towards pedestrian-friendly, more pedestrian-friendly area. And I'm really concerned with bringing in this movie theater. And you already kind of raised my concern a little bit with talking about two parking garages, how that's going to affect the neighborhood and the community. My wife and I are getting ready to move downtown, maybe close to Lone Star Brewery, and I was really excited to move down there, but now after hearing about a movie theater, it kind of just doesn't make sense to me. So I just don't know how that's going to affect the pedestrian traffic and with all these parking lot spaces versus green spaces.
So you're worried about high-volume vehicle traffic?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So Alejandro, thank you for the call. And do you want to address that, Jennifer?
Sure. I mean, if you go to LoneStarBreweryDistrict.com, our website, and take a look at some of our renderings and plans, you'll see that our primary focus in the project has been green space. We have lots of gathering area, green space. We've brought the Riverwalk in and through. We're working on bike lanes. We're improving all of the infrastructure around the site. So while we do have two parking garages, we want to make sure that the project's adequately parked and that we're not overflowing parking out into the adjacent neighborhoods, and we want to make sure that the infrastructure's there. To bring a mixed-use, true entertainment destination to the community, I think, is a overall benefit, and our green space is one of the things that we've put the primary focus on here.
Yeah. Sure, but to Alejandro's point, like if you guys are successful, there's going to be a lot of traffic coming to this location. People want to see it. They want to experience it. It's going to be cool. So how do we deal with that? I mean, and the main thing is, are you talking to the city about what you anticipate your needs are going to be? Because I don't think Lone Star Boulevard, it's a two-lane road right there. That's not going to be sufficient for you guys.
Yeah, it is today. So we definitely want to improve Lone Star Boulevard to get that traffic in and out easier. But like I said earlier, we are close to some major roads to be able to get people in and out quickly. And then talking about the parking structures again, once again, we would rather make the investment in doing parking structures so we don't have huge surface parking lots. We'd much rather have green space and lakes and parks and things like that versus just having these massive fields of surface parking. So that was one of our deciding factors on going with the structured parking versus.
Okay. Adam Schneider, he's the president of Aqualand Development, and Jennifer Greer, project manager at CBL and Associates Properties. They're heading up the transformational Lone Star Brewery. You break ground on when of that, Adam?
Summer of 2017.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.